Hello, dear listeners. This is Poetic Desires. I am over 18 years of age, as I hope so are you. If, however, you are not, I must direct you away from the lovely voice you are now listening to, since my podcast is for adults only. Shoo-shoo now, young ones, and instead visit scarletteen.com so that neither of us will get into any trouble. Pedestrian Affairs. Hi, my dear listeners. I know my voice sounds a bit froggy. I'm very tired right now. Extremely tired right now. It is Wednesday. This past weekend, I participated in Catalyst Con, which was amazing. But I, being a naughty, naughty, sex-positive person, did not schedule in any break between my con and when I started back up with work. So literally my con ended like Sunday afternoon. I came home, had dinner, went to bed, woke up, went straight back to work. So now that it's Wednesday, I'm very tired. Unfortunately, I don't have a day off, I think, until, oh gosh, a week from today. Yeah, oh no, a week from tomorrow. I think my next day off is the day that I will be driving down to Frolicon. So yes, naughty little kinkster and not scheduling my recuperative time, but I'll make do. So today I'm going to talk to you about all the awesome happenings that happen at CatalystCon. I name this particular podcast Pedestrian Affairs in honor of Shirby Katz, who, awesome lady, great, I got to meet her. She was on one of the first panels that I saw at, well, that I sat and witnessed to at CatalystCon, which was awesome. It's called Sex with Benefits, Progressive Swinging. And it was her and all, like, the entire swing set crew. And it was interesting seeing all of them up on the panel because, you know, you get these ideas of what people look like from their voice, which is usually so very far from actual reality. In this instance, I'm looking at them, and actually, for most of the people that I've only heard their voice, and then I see them in real life, super hot. Like, even hotter than the image that I create in my head, so yeah, awesome stuffs. So I went to a bunch of different panels. So it was Progressive Swinging that was talking about, you know, swinging and then swinging with actual emotions and friendships and then polyamory and fluctuating between all of them. And that was fun. I went to How to Be an Ally to Sex Workers, which was amazing, gave me some new ideas for things that I can be doing in my daily life that can be, you know, beneficial and helpful for not only sex positivity, but, you know, being an actual ally for sex workers. There was Feminist Porn, The Politics of Producing Pleasure, which was amazing. Loved that panel. Carol Queen, Tristan Taramino, Jessica Drake, Dr. Milieu, and I know I'm forgetting somebody and this is going to bug me. Hold on. So I'm pulling out the notebook with the notes. At CatalystCon, they encourage you to live tweet everything. So I wrote down very few notes for my, like, the classes that I went to, the presentations. It was literally me on my phone using Twitter. So all of my notes are on the interwebs if you want to go out and look at my Twitter page and go back to that weekend. There's a lot of good information there. Feminist Porn, so Cinnamon Love, Dylan Ryan. Oh, no, Carol Queen was in this one. She was in the slut shaming, which was after Feminist Porn. Also an excellent panel. That was a very good 1-2 punch there of feminist porn and then slut shaming. That was just amazing. But so I had a really good time with like my first day of panels, and then that like right after my four panels that I went to a live recording of Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino, and Carol Queen was her guest. So once again, awesome. Carol Queen rocks, and Tristan's awesome too. After Sex Out Loud, I then went to a film recording. Yes, my butt got in front of a camera again. You know, my smiley face. And they have this project called Sex is Back, where the group of ladies who are coordinating this have people sit down and talk about, you know, their sexual history, you know, experiences that they've had. I told some funny stories. I told some not so funny stories. I told stories of how my sexuality developed, stories about, you know, my parents, stories about the first time I had sex and not the best sex I've ever had, and, you know, all the little anecdotes that were major influences on who I am as a sexual being today. And they asked me, you know, lots of questions about how I viewed myself and about the sex that I have, and it's a good project. They hope to launch, it's either by the end of April, beginning of May, or end of May, beginning of June. I can't remember which one. But before the summer starts, it's going to be at sexisback.org. So I highly recommend you check them out in about a month or two. I think you'll be pretty hot. And eventually they're going to send me a DVD copy of the video that they took of me, and I'll be able to post it wherever I want in however way I want. So there may be clips of a little of me on my site soon for you to enjoy, of me talking about all my sexy fun times and not so sexy, not so fun times from my past. After the Sex is Back film recording, I went to the In the Flesh erotic reading series, which was amazing. Carol Queen read, Emerald read, Rachel Kramer Bussell, who was actually the coordinator and host of the reading, she read, Joan Price read, Reed Mihalko read, Cutting Minks read. It was 13 people who read. I'm trying to remember all the names, like Mo Beasley read, this is going to bug me that I don't remember all those. Christina Wright, oh my god, Christina Wright had an excellent piece, that it was a play on words and a play on ideas. It was just, oh, that was good. And there were, it was 13 people, and those are all the names I can think of at the top of my head. There actually is a picture of them. I took a picture and tweeted the picture. You know, CatalystCon is all about social media and, you know, being an online activist. So, you know, look at my Twitter, you'll find it. The hashtag is In the Flesh. I actually quoted a couple of the stories because some lines just struck me so well. One was from Christina Wright, which was just smoking hot. One was from the last reader. He was, how do they call him? The drag queen of spoken word. I can't remember his name, which is bugging me because he was saying, he was giving all these snippets of awesome poetry. And then he laid down this one line, which was so funny. And look at my Twitter. It's just, it's hilarious. But he used to say it has to do with someone getting a surprise from a lover. But yeah, so In the Flesh reading was amazing, and I got the picture during my day. And this is all Saturday. This is just Saturday that I've talked to you about for the past, I don't know, 6-7 minutes. All of that is just Saturday. Friday night there was a complimentary pasta and salad station, so a complimentary dinner, and then they had a panel discussion. Unfortunately, I did not bring my notebook with me because I'm like, oh, it's just a dinner, I don't need to take notes. And then all of a sudden they're talking and I'm like, oh no. Once again, I pulled out my phone and I was tweeting, so you can actually look up the tweets for the panel discussion as well. But see, who are the people who are on the panel? Hernando Chavez, Jessica Drake, Dr. Miliu, Tristan, and Ducky. They were all on the panel, and I can't remember what they were talking about. Let me look at my book. Opening reception. opening remarks. Oh, sparking communication and sexuality, activism, and acceptance. So, as you can imagine, big, heady topic with persons who have awesome, awesome, sexy brains talking about it. So, that was fun. So, all of that was Friday and Saturday until the end of the erotic reading. So, the erotic reading ends. Everybody's getting up, you know, stretching their legs because we've been sitting down for about 2 hours listening to some really hot stories, and everybody's getting hornier and hornier, frankly. So I had met David Wraith earlier in the day at the slut shaming panel. I had followed him on Twitter, like seen his post a couple of times and thought, oh, hey, he's totally awesome. I should introduce myself. So I did. And we exchanged information. It was cool. And he was at the erotic reading too. So I found myself in conversation with him, Cameron Moore. Oh my God, Cameron Moore read. So I have not seen Cameron Moore in like 2 or 3 years since she came through and did a performance of Phone Whore. And she got to read as part of the In the Flesh series. So the three of us get in a conversation, and it's great, and Cameron's like, oh, hey, let's go get a drink, let's sit downstairs. So we're there, and then we end up picking up Cunning Minx along, so we end up down the lobby, and we're eating, and we're chatting, and Joan Price ends up joining us. So I'm sitting there, and there's all these names of all these people that I respect surrounding me, and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. How did I end up in this position where I look left all the way around to my right and I respect every person that I'm sitting with, and yet I am sitting with them, having this conversation with them too? It was amazing. So we're sitting and we're chatting. Minx has to leave because she has to, you know, go to bed. She has a panel in the, she has a presentation in the morning that she's given that I already knew I was going to go to because Minx is awesome. So she leaves, and it's just the four of us, and we're all chatting, and then Joan ends up going, like, we pay our checks, and Joan ends up leaving, and then it's just me, David, and Cameron, and we're all chatting, and then Cameron leaves, and it's just me and David, and he does one of the sweetest things I have, like, has ever happened to me at a con, and actually it happened twice. Both him and Hernando Chavez did the exact same thing. So earlier of the day, in the day, during the lunch break, I brought a sandwich for myself so I wouldn't spend any money. Of course, you know, I broke that rule when we had drinks and a snack because we're chatting downstairs in the lobby, but whatever. So it's lunch. I'm sitting in the hallway. I've just eaten my sandwich. I'm almost finished with my Coke, and Hernando's there. He walks by, he sees me, I know I looked wiped, and he's just like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I'm like, oh no, I'm fine, I'm just super tired. He's like, oh, well, you want to take a nap? Like, why don't you go upstairs and take a nap? And I'm like, oh, but I don't have a hotel room here, I'm commuting from my house, it's okay, I'll be fine. He's like, oh, no, here, take my key card, go take an hour nap. I'm like, oh my God, that's like the sweetest thing ever, thank you, but no, I'm gonna go to like another presentation, I have my whole schedule planned out, I'm like a busy little bee here, let me show you. And I pulled out my like program to show him all the classes I decided I was gonna go to, and he's like, oh, okay, well, you know, just take care of yourself, please. And of course I said thank you, and of course I would. So he did that, and I was like, I was not expecting that. That never happened to me before at a hotel event. Granted, this was the first hotel event that I showed up to where I didn't have a room. But still, very, very sweet. And I thanked him like a couple of times that weekend just because I was so touched by him offering that to me. So we're all heading out for the evening. I'm thinking I'm about to drive home when David's like, look, I have 2 beds in my hotel room. Why don't you just take the other one? It's all it's doing is holding my stuff on it. And I stop and I think, well, you know, he has a bed and it would save me almost 2 hours in driving. This would be super awesome because I would get like more time to spend, like hang out with him because he's cool, and I would get more sleep. How can I say no to this? So I said yes. We went out to his room. He was super cool about it. He cleared off the bed. I like got all comfy. Thankfully, I had thrown like my pajama pants in my bag along with a change of clothes. I thought that I was going to be, you know, bubbly, happy. Oh, I'll change my clothes into something, you know, sexy for Saturday evening for the erotic reading. So I'd actually packed another dress. And I'd packed the pajama pants thinking, oh my God, it's going to be cold outside. I should wear something on my legs
you know, just so I won't be so freezing when I'm walking back towards my car, because I thought I was going to have to park a far ways away. Turns out I only parked 2 blocks away because there was free parking. Score. But still, I had my pajama pants, so I actually got to use them in the bed, which was, like, yay. The only thing I didn't have was Tessie, which I realized, you know, was very, very sad. My little stuffed turtle couldn't be there with me for this adventure. So sad. The only time he's missed one, but that's okay. So, get into bed, snuggle up, we're laughing, we're chatting. Eventually, he takes a shower, and he's gonna do, like, some work, so I fall asleep pretty quickly, because I'm tired as shit. Wake up the next day, we go to breakfast, we go to our separate classes, but the thing that I haven't been talking about, the thing that I haven't been saying at all, is how attractive that I find him. And I'm all, like, getting hornier and hornier, and it's not subsiding. I ended up waking up an hour and a half early, like an hour and a half before my alarm went off that morning, and I tried to roll over and go back to sleep, and I couldn't, because I could hear his breathing, and all I keep thinking was, oh, please just wake up and fuck me. But of course, that's not going to happen. We humans are not telepathic as much as we want to be. So, you know, nothing happened then, and nothing had happened the night before, because literally we were just laughing and chatting, you know, friends, because, you know, fast friends. So I go to my first class, and my first class on Sunday was how to be a successful erotic writer. Once again, we're talking about, you know, erotica. And it's an awesome panel, as you would expect. Rachel Kramer Bussell, Emerald, Carol Queen, Christina Wright, and Bethany Burke. They're all there, and they're giving these great tips, and I'm tweeting feverishly, but they're talking about erotica, and so I'm getting hornier and hornier, and I'm not quite sure what to do, because it's like, you know, this isn't my normal kink event, this isn't, you know, my run-of-the-mill, oh, it's a DO event, or it's Rope Camp, or it's ShibariCon, or it's IMSL, or it's Floating World, where I know I'm going to see people naked, I'm going to see people playing, I'm going to see people fucking. I'm much more comfortable just going up to people, introducing myself, and asking for something. Or in the case of if I had met Wraith, David, full name David Wraith, full persona name David Wraith, if I had met Wraith at another event, it would have been very easy for me to just go up and start negotiating, because I would already be in that mindset. But at KaidosCon, it's much more about being sex positive and being an activist, and less about kink and play. And I would say it's less about the sex that I wanted to be having, even though that really was just, that was a block in my mind. That was a dumb block in my mind, because I'm at a sex positive conference. They have a vendor room full of sex toys. They're raffling for sex toys. The live radio recording was for a show called Sex Out Loud. The filming that I did was for a project called Sex Is Back. It's all about sex positivity and, you know, sex. So why did I have that mental block? I don't know. Anyway, I go to my second class. It's Minx's presentation on how to be an online, like, the ways to be an online activist and to increase your exposure and get to your core audience. Before we start, I'm sitting there antsy because I'm horny. And I turn to two people to my left, and I literally say, okay, I'm going to crowdsource this question. I'm incredibly horny. There's this person that I met. They're super cool. I'm trying to decide whether or not I should ask them for a quickie. And of course, both of them look at me and they're like, of course you should. You're at a sex positive conference. Why is this, like, why are you even questioning this? And one pointed out, you know, you need to be prepared for the yes. Are you prepared for, excuse me, you need to be prepared for the no and for the yes. Are you prepared? And of course I was. I mean, I don't mind being rejected when it comes to something sexual or kinky or anything like that. It's all the emotional rejection that I need and that I've been working on. But when it comes to just me putting my body out there for possible sexy fun times, it's the, oh, if I get a no, it's whatevs. So I sent him a text message and he was down. And in between Minx's panel and the body images panel, I ran upstairs. We had a quickie. We ran back downstairs. It turned out we both wanted to go to the body images class. So it was like, oh, hey, that worked out well. Was not expecting that to go so well. And yet it did. Really fun. And if you happen to venture over to my blog, you can read, like, a more detailed
explanation of all that happened, because, you know, I like to talk and I like to write, because, you know, in my little corner of the internet, it's all about me, me, me. Or more like, look at all this fun stuff I did. After the body images panel, there was lunch. I had lunch with Wraith and Isabella Val, who, awesome, awesome chick. Interesting conversations about documentaries, because I mentioned the documentary I was in, and conversations about, you know, our past and our lives in general. It was just good times. We came back, all three of us, and then we went to the final part of Catalyst Con, which was afternoon tea with Carol, Corrine, and Robert. And it was amazing. I love listening to the two of them talk. They recorded the conversation. I'm not sure if it was Dee or whoever else, or maybe it was Tristan, I'm not sure, but there's video somewhere. Like, there is actual recording of Carol and Robert talking for like 2 hours, and frankly, they could have talked for another 5, and I would have been perfectly pleased to just sit there and listen to them. Their stories are amazing. They're amazing as people. They're so layered and so open, and such positivity coming from both of them. So hopefully, you know, next year, hopefully there'll be a Catalyst Con East again next year, and hopefully Robert and Carol will be back, because it was amazing. So after, once afternoon tea was complete, they did some quick raffles, and then that was it. I gave hugs to people that I met. I had met these two awesome cats, David and Dakota, different David, and Dakota, Friday night at the complimentary dinner and then opening keynote. And I had seen them throughout my weekend, and they were always like beacons of positivity and always were open with hugs. So I found them and hugged them again. I thanked Hernando again for offering his room to me. I, found a couple of the other awesome people that I'd met that weekend. Sex Toy Geek, I can't remember her name, but she's at Sex Toy Geek on Twitter. So I found her, and of course I went back and, you know, said bye to David Wraith and said bye to Isabella Val. And it was an awesome weekend. I had a great time, and for some reason, going into Catalyst Con, my brain made a disconnect, because I wasn't staying at the hotel, I thought, and it was going to be full of people that I didn't know, which wasn't true. I ended up knowing a couple people that were there, because, hey, it's near me. It's near enough for me to commute, so why wouldn't I know somebody? But, you know, that's how my brain works. On my way home, as I'm driving, I can feel that I want to cry, because I'd had another amazing weekend, and I didn't prepare myself for the fact that, oh, hey, now I'm doing it. I didn't prepare myself for the fact that it would be so inspiring and full of all this juicy information, and another weekend of me learning and being accepted and having awesome, sexy, fun times. But it happened, and it was great. So that was my Catalyst Con, and now I am gearing up for Fall Con. Yay, another driving one. One of my roles lately is I'm trying to avoid planes for the cost of it. I know I'll at least be flying once during this event season for Shibari Con, but that's not till Memorial Day, so I can put that off a little bit. So for now, it's me and my friends getting ready for Elcon, and it's hopefully it's going to be a kinky, geeky, awesome, fun time. And I will talk to all of you about that later, hopefully on the next podcast. So till then, stay sexy. Thank you for listening to this episode of Daddy's Good Girl. If you'd like to get more juicy content from yours truly, please visit poeticdesires.blogspot.com for links to all my fun happenings in real life and on the web.